This is
For a Better Life.
For a Better Life.
فرمود باعث تو لأتمم مكارم الأخلاق.
The Holy Prophet of Islam says, I have been sent to complete noble manners.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وصلى الله على محمد وعلى آله الطاهرين. Dear brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Welcome to a new episode in our series For a Better Life. This is a series on the month of Muharram where we're discussing some of the lessons we can learn from the movement of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Before that, let me present my condolences to the entire Muslim Ummah for the martyrdom of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Imam Hussein was no small personality. He was a great personality in the Islamic Ummah, and every single sect of Islam recognizes the greatness of this personality, the beloved grandson of the Holy Prophet. And therefore, what happened in Karbala, what happened on the day of Ashura, is a pain that is shared between all Muslims around the world. As we've been saying it again and again, the movement of Imam Hussein alayhi salam was not an arbitrary movement. It wasn't a fight between two people. It was a fight between truth and falsehood. And so Imam Hussein in this movement wanted to get some messages to us. Imam Hussein wanted us to learn something. So here we want to discuss some of these things that we can learn from Imam Hussein's movement. It is narrated that Imam Hussein invited a person to join him in this movement. As Imam Hussein was going towards Kufa, and the people of Kufa had invited him, Imam Hussein was going towards them, there is a specific person Imam Hussein invited. Now this person knew that, you know, this is going to end with death. We're not going to get anywhere with this, okay? And it was pretty clear, knowing the situation of that time, that Imam Hussein is most likely going to be either arrested or attacked by the army of Yazid. And so this person didn't want to give away his life. So instead, what he told the Imam was, how about I give you my horse, because that will be very useful for you. You know, so this is my contribution to you, O Imam Hussein, for your movement to be successful. Now, you know, this is not what Imam Hussein wanted from this person. Imam Hussein wanted the person to join, not because, you know, it helps Imam Hussein. Imam Hussein wants as many people as possible to reach Allah and to reach the highest levels. And by joining the movement, physically, the person himself joining the movement is important for this spiritual progress. So Imam Hussein called this person, invited him, so that this person can reach the highest levels of paradise. But unfortunately, this person refused to do that. Rather, he wanted to do, you know, he wanted to serve the Imam in his own way, not in the way the Imam wanted it. So that was for the benefit of the person that Imam was telling him. And unfortunately, the person did not accept this. And we see a similar thing with Shaitan. I don't want to say that this person was an evil person. I'm not comparing it to Shaitan. But what I'm trying to say is that Shaitan had a similar attitude. You see, Shaitan worshipped Allah for a very, 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 very long time. Okay, there's no doubt about that. Shaitan worshipped Allah for thousands of years. But then when Allah asked him to do one small thing, which Shaitan didn't like, he refused to do it. This is very strange. A person who's been serving Allah all this time, all of a sudden refuses to serve Allah for one particular instance. We realize that Shaitan was worshipping Allah the way he liked to worship him. But he did not want to serve Allah in the way Allah wanted him to serve him. And this is an important thing we need to assess ourselves with. You see, we often find ourselves doing things for Allah the way we like to do it for Him. And that's a good thing. I mean, that's not a bad thing in itself. But it's not the aim. It shouldn't be a barrier that when Allah asks us to do something which we don't like, okay, and then we go against that. The aim is to do everything for Allah the way He wants us to do it. It's about fulfilling the responsibility He's given us, not just doing any good action.
We were given so many prizes. We changed the desert into oases. We built buildings of different lengths and sizes. And we felt so very satisfied. We bought and bought and couldn't stop buying. We gave charity to the poor cause we couldn't stand it crying. We thought we paid our dues, but in fact, to ourselves we're just lying. Oh, ashamed for my place. I'm walking with my head lowered for my race. Yes, it's easy to blame everything on the West, when in fact our focus should be on ourselves. I'm walking with my head lowered in shame for my place. I'm walking with my head lowered for my race. Yes, it's easy to blame everything on the West, when in fact our focus should be on ourselves. Is it satisfied? Is Allah satisfied? Is Allah satisfied?
A lot of actions are good actions, but the action that Allah expects from us, the good action that we're supposed to do, is the one that Allah expects from us, whether we like to do that action or we don't, whether it's something we enjoy doing or we don't. So recognizing what each and everyone's responsibility is, it's not an easy task. We have to be honest with ourselves. We have to measure our capacities. We have to see the different options that are out there. And we need to see what would be expected of me within this situation, not just what good action I feel like doing. So for example, it may be necessary for us to attend a march, for example, okay? But let's say I'm feeling lazy and I just want to stay in the house. So I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to donate to the organizers of this march. But look, it's good to donate. It's not a bad thing. Do donate. But right now, what the march needed was your physical presence. The march needed numbers. By you donating, you are doing a good action, but you are not doing the action that is required from you. And therefore, you have not fulfilled your responsibility. And this is basically a failure rather than a success. Okay, apart from it just being a fulfillment of responsibility, the thing is that Imam wants us to do certain things because they are the best for us. They are the best for us, and they are the best in terms of the results they are going to bring about. Allah always wants what is best for us. If Allah expects us to do a certain thing at a particular time or at a particular place, it's because it is good for us. Now, we often and usually don't see or know the effect of the actions that we perform. A lot of the effects of the actions we perform are either going to show themselves in the hereafter, or even if in many times they show themselves in this world, either they are not immediate or they are not apparently linked to this. So we have riwayat, and even from the Quran we know that our actions affect this world and affect our lives of this world. We may not recognize it. So you see, there are some actions that are good, but others are better. There are some actions which are good, but we are expected to do some other good actions. So depending on the situation, the value of actions change. So for example, it's a great ibadah to struggle to earn money. But when your presence is needed in the battlefield, or in a march, or in a welfare project, then the value of the work is less compared to this new duty. And we have in the Quran, in Surah Baqarah, in verse 216, where Allah says, عَسَىٰ أَن تَكْرَهُوا شَيْئًا وَهُوَ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ وَعَسَىٰ أَن تُحِبُّوا شَيْئًا وَهُوَ شَرٌ لَكُمْ وَاللَّهُ يَعْلَمُ وَأَنْتُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. It may be that you dislike something which is good for you, and it may be that you love something which is bad for you. Allah knows and you do not know. This is something we need to really keep in mind. Submission is key to success. Submitting to Allah, who knows everything, and His representatives who speak the word of Allah, is a key to success. We can only succeed and be the best we can ever be if we submit to the instructions of Allah through His Prophet and the Ahlul Bayt and fulfill the responsibilities that He has assigned for us. So this is one of the important lessons we learned from the movement of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Until our next episode, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Your mercy, your love is all I need. Soul I need. All I need. All I need. Oh, 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 oh. This your love is all I need. To be all I need. And I know that you see how much you need. All I need to be all I can. need.
Your love is all I need.